now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Troy Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
November 21st is False Confession Day. Okay, fine. I admit it. There's no such thing as False Confession Day. I made the whole thing up. Felt good to get that off my chest. Have a nice False Confession Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. State Department official David Holmes testifying at today's House impeachment hearing about a phone conversation he overheard between President Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland the day after the president's July phone call between the president and Ukraine's new leader.
I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation.
Quack, quack.
Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it.
Democrats believe President Trump withheld military aid and a White House visit for Ukraine's new leader until he opened an investigation into the president's political rivals.
They believe. Shut up!
Another government shutdown averted.
Hours before a midnight deadline, the Senate approved a four-week spending bill extending government funding through December 20th. The White House has signaled the president will sign the CR, giving lawmakers more time to negotiate a broad spending measure.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
That might work.
Yeah.
We do a lot of things on the fly here.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as the fly doesn't matter.
So anyway, as I was saying, what was I saying?
You're talking about the conundrum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just pulled up something here.
You were saying it to Terry.
For one of our, tomorrow. Tomorrow is November 22nd. Tomorrow will be the 56th anniversary of a day. Those of us who were around for it, I was a kid, but there was no doubting what happened.
No.
You could feel the world change.
Scary.
It's the, in my opinion, November 22nd, 1963 is the day that the 50s ended. The 50s were that period with Elvis. The music was benign and silly. And
the family home.
Ozzy and Harriet.
Yep.
And the world went dark on that day. It went from a bright light. And then we saw old Pickle Puss there in D.C. after the plane landed, bringing Kennedy's body back to Andrews Air Force Base. And just that dour face, a typical embedded Washington politician, just like we have now. There's so many. Tomorrow, we're going to do some JFK stuff, quite a bit, actually. And one of the things we're going to do is create a connection between things that happened prior to that in the deep state. The deep state wasn't invented last week.
Oh, gosh, it's been around quite a while.
And what happens to a president when he pisses off the deep state? Because as Mark Felt, who was deep throat in Watergate, said, presidents come and go. The FBI and the CIA are forever. Yeah, that's the mentality that they have.
It is. The acronym agencies, those guys are there. They're embedded, and they have more power than a sitting president.
And they're evil.
It is.
They're just evil.
That's what's happened.
Somebody wanted to know about the CBD store. It's called Your CBD Store, and it's easy to find. 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Just turn south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. And the names of the women, I was asked to convey this, are Marissa and Lori. And they can explain how these products work for you, your pet, etc. They'll take time. In fact, Marissa endeared herself forever because we sent Janelle some CBD pet treats for her dog, Bella, who was having some arthritis issues and anxiety problems, and made a video for me right there. I texted it to Janelle. Cool. Products came a couple of days later. Bella's doing well. So thank you for that. At 5:07, I didn't even check the numbers in the market today, but we're going to get the scoop from Brant next at 5:07.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We had a couple of stalled vehicles on I-85 at the 65 interchange this afternoon that has caused a bit of a slowdown. Slow traffic from South Union up to the merge, whether you're going northbound on 65 or southbound on 65. 65 north and southbound to 85 is a smooth merge, but slow traffic from the interchange for about 2 miles in, and then it picks up just a bit. The Boulevard is heavy this afternoon, 231 to Wetumpka, Atlanta Highway outbound Taylor Road, and we have an accident on Chantilly Parkway just past the Chantilly Walmart near Christian Brothers. Watch out for the emergency vehicles there. Drive carefully this afternoon. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Marguerite's is having a pre-Thanksgiving blowout now through Wednesday night only. You heard me. Doorbusters! Pearl studs, $29. Pearl necklaces, 62-inch, $39. Pearl diamond studs, $99. Bolo and Diamond by the Art bracelets, $149. All Bolivar watches, 49% off. Men's, ladies' bands, all of them, 49% off. Diamonds, you hear that? 60% off! Never had a blowout like this. Only till Wednesday night. 10 to 7 p.m. Marguerite's Peptree Shop Center.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Ella Seskew with Alabama News Network. It's day four of the A.C. Smith trial. The former officer took the stand today. Smith told his lawyer during testimony that he remembered more details and different details than he once told after he calmed down from the shooting. In the city of Prattville, and Autauga County officials kick off Farm City Week. Events throughout the month include a kids' farm tour, an adult landowner tour at the Robert King property in Billingsley. Tonight, they will honor Farmer of the Year and several other agricultural awards. The state of Alabama generates about $8 billion a year in agricultural revenue. In an effort to help students understand the importance of education in preventing crime, the Jefferson Davis High School Youth in Government Club is sponsoring a forum on December 3rd at 1 p.m. at the school. A variety of guests associated with the criminal justice system will make up panels for discussion. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ella Seskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
We'll have Brent in a moment, but I just came across a story here that my jaw dropped when I saw it. New Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed pressured Governor Kay Ivey and her staff to appoint his wife as Montgomery County probate judge, filling the position left vacant by his election. He lobbied against the position being given to any of his mayoral opponents, multiple sources have confirmed to the Alabama Political Reporter. Tuesday evening, Reed responded to several questions from APR and confirmed that he requested that his wife, Tamika, a lawyer currently employed with the Alabama Education Association, there's a powerful group, be appointed probate judge. Really? You're in office a week and you're already pulling this kind of crap? I'm sorry. Not a good idea.
Daddy Joe.
Brent in a minute. Damn it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After this great week of weather, we have weather changes on the way soon. But for tonight, we're dry. Partly cloudy, not as chilly, but jackets are needed. Overnight low temperature falls to near 50. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s. I think we're dry during the day Friday, but a good chance of showers, especially by late Friday night, and showers and thunderstorms are likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. Then breezy, colder Saturday night, lows in the 30s, and a little brisk on Sunday with sunshine and a high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You are the official winners.
My strategy was simply to win.
I helped them to learn how to win, and
God doesn't want you to win this competition.
They give them a chance to win some money for the Girl Scout.
Well, I think, first of all, I think they're both winners. Just to make it to the finals, I think, is an accomplishment in itself, and I think people would agree with me here today.
To call this a no-win situation is the understatement of the year.
Brutality, as I've taught you, has never been the way to win a battle.
We are going to have a winner of a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the Pizza Place.
Good stuff.
You've got to come to one of our Tuesday night
I would love to.
Focus groups there. I'm sure people would like to meet you, too, and try some of that pizza. Right now, though, we're going to talk to, we have a conundrum coming up. Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, my friend.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
We appreciate your patience with this matter. We're running a little bit behind. We had a great guest to open the show today, Deb Bowman, with Local Connections, who has done had really an amazing career and has some great music. And I will send you a note on that so you can check it out yourself. What's with the market today? What about these little hiccups? Nothing major.
So, you know, we had a few earnings reports. There was not much really there. Pretty much average at best. Nothing to write home about. Nothing to get upset about. The story in the news just continues on with this Chinese trade thing. I mean, and it is so frustrating. It really is, because it's one minute we got a deal, the next minute we don't. Then, you know, it's just all this hand-wringing over it. It's a big, big deal, and it just needs to get done. I think everyone's getting really tired of it, worn out with it.
Sort of like the impeachment hearing.
Well, that too. I mean, that too. And that continued on today. You know, they were wrapping it up. I saw some snippets of you know, the final closing remarks, and I just had to turn it off. But it's...
Do you know that the number of people watching this is with all the networks and their wall-to-wall coverage combined, is under 12 million now? 12 million wow. People are tuning into this. More people watch NCIS on any given night than this garbage. They know. People know this is nothing but a three-ring circus.
You know, the problem with it is this. No one knows really what the truth is about anything anymore when it comes to politics, because all they do is sling stuff at each other. Mm-hmm. It's like the boy that cried wolf, and it just never stops. It never, ever stops. And so people are just numb to it. They tune out. They don't want to hear about it. And, you know, because the average family out there has got way too much on their plate to be concerned about. They're trying to take care of their home, their family, their bills, and... You know, and so I think at the end of the day, as long as the economy is doing reasonably well and their job security is good, then they just really don't care.
I think if they really had honest-to-goodness evidence of corruption, of a crime that was committed, people would be tuning in like they did for Watergate, where there was some there. But it's not happening with this. And you're right. Everybody's got plenty of stuff on their plate. Congress is not addressing the business of America because they're too busy playing this big game. And I think if I had to make speculation, I think the Democrats will be made to pay for this next year. Just my opinion.
Well, they probably will. And I got to tell you, even if the roles were reversed, if we had a Democrat as president and the Republicans had the House and they were doing this, I would caution them as well. I really would.
After Clinton and Gingrich, that's perfect advice.
I mean, it's just, do we really want to go down this path? And just, politics is nasty. Global politics is nasty. We ranted and raved about all the shenanigans that were going on in the 2016 presidential election, and everyone wants answers. But if it's not the right answer, they don't want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. I think the fatigue with this it's been going on since November of 2016. And really, you can go all the way back to the Clintons with all of this stuff. And if you unroll, if you just lay everyone's, the truth out there of what even the politicians in the House and the Senate, both parties, it's a nasty, nasty game. And no one is some, like, angelic, representative of the people. It doesn't exist. And so that's why I say people are not worried about this. They don't. I hate to say they don't care, but at the end of the day, what people really care about is what's going on in their own home. This is a tough world we live in.
You know, what you just said is very reminiscent. The first name that came to mind was Milton Friedman. Who are these angels? That's his question with Phil Donahue.
That are going to organize society for us.
Why should we trust them? What's their credential? Mm-hmm. How do we know? We don't.
Well, there are none.
Right,
there are
exactly.
None.
Yeah.
They're pursuing their own separate interests as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that clip is so beautiful because it's true. On every point.
I just pulled it out. I'm going to play it after the break that follows our conversation today.
Yeah, you can't play it enough, really.
Yeah, I know. It should be mandatory listening for everybody, but...
Anyway, so yeah, I wish we could get a lot of this stuff and put this Chinese thing behind us, put this impeachment talk behind us, let the American people decide in November what they want to do.
Yeah,
and let's move forward. Let's try to continue to do the right thing for the country, grow the country. And as I said, the list is so long. We've got so much stuff to be concerned about, and let's get focused and reprioritize.
Amen.
Well, look, here's two recommendations for me. Turn off the news. We did. That was the best. I mean, have a chance to have somebody like Devin and get in some music and talk about her career and all that. That was great. It was a nice diversion from all of this crap. I've got Andy Griffith on the TV in here now, Brent, instead of Fox News, because I can't stand it. I don't even want to look at it. And I think a lot of people, based on the TV ratings this circus is getting, are feeling the same way. So if you are concerned about you and your family and your future, get with Brent, meet with Brent and the incredible team of people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and start putting a plan together so you can have a nest egg, so you can have something to fall back on, so you have something for retirement, your kids' education, and all the trains that come down the tracks of life. They can help you prepare. You don't have to walk in with your checkbook. Just walk in and get ready to have a great conversation about you. 387-0094 is the number to call to make that appointment. 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And Brant will be our guest in studio the first December 1st.
December 3rd.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
December 3rd.
Because we get screwed on our paycheck at the end of the month because it falls. Sorry, that was just a little in-house stuff. I'm not...
Thinking out loud.
387-0094. Brant, if anything big pops tomorrow, we know we'll hear from you, right?
That's right. You got it.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
You too.
Right,
the
bye.
Opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
We're going to be starting a conundrum shortly, but I want you to think about it now. And if you want to call and hold your position for a few minutes, you're welcome to do it. Because we're giving away a 14-inch three-topping pizza you have got to try. We did this Tuesday at our focus group. They make a BLT pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And
really? Very good.
Mike went around with a tray of lettuce so you could put a crispy piece of lettuce on top. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing.
Thinking outside of the box. Gotta love it.
Yeah. And did you try the pizza pot pie?
Yes.
I didn't get to try that.
Wow.
It's a...
Because December 4th
chicken,
is our next...
Chicken pot pie calzone.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love calzone.
Yeah.
It was delicious. I didn't eat it there because I was too full, but I took a little piece home and warmed it up and had it for breakfast, and it was amazing.
Rosie, by the way, is an amazing hostess.
Yeah, she's... Wow.
Is that sexist to call you a hostess, or should I call you a host person?
I'm not one of those.
Thank you. That's why we love you, because you're not one of those. The pizza place, by the way, is at Perry Hill and Harrison. Our next listener gathering will be Tuesday, December 4th.
Yes.
And we'll treat you to some great... Try these things, what we're talking about here. And we're going to be looking for some feedback from you on... radio. Now, the conundrum that's coming up, and it's a perfect time of year to do it. The average person will say this out loud about 3 times a week, often without even realizing it. They'll say it about 3 times a week. Give that some thought. 272-9228 if you want to get in earlier. I'll come back and beat you over it with it until you start calling.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a really heavy situation in traffic on the interstate this afternoon. On I-85, we've got a disabled vehicle up against the center divider at Mulberry Street. You'll have to get over to get around it. Slow going from there all the way to the 65 merge north or southbound. We also have on 65 north and southbound to 85, slow traffic from the merge all the way out past South Decatur. So you're going to have to use caution. Be careful. One little fender bender will back things up incredibly. Be careful. Boulevard is busy, as well as Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, 231 to Wetumpka. We're seeing a lot of traffic on 31 to Prattville as well. Drive carefully this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lot, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings. Early. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dry extra. See store for details. Valid through December 5th.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear. That there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward...
Shut up. I can't listen to him anymore either.
It seems to reward
people like you. D-bag.
Yeah.
That's the Rosie influence. Rosie's birthday was yesterday.
I know. We've celebrated last night.
He celebrated with me.
And
good cake.
I tried to pay tribute, yes it was, to the great influence you've been on me.
You did.
Because I wanted to call Phil Donahue a dickhead, and I didn't do it. I want credit for that.
Thank goodness.
See?
Yeah.
I'm getting better by the minute, aren't I? Tomorrow, it's the anniversary of JFK. Terry's going to be back with us. Eddie's coming in tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Good. We're going to... You want to hear more about impeachment? Oh, it's on all the... Nobody's watching it. There's nothing there. It's a clown show. And let's give the Republicans some credit. They have had some good moments. Smacking... I was going to say bitch slapping. You know, whacking these guys around... It's Rosie's influence. I want to...
I'm glad you didn't say it.
I want to move away from that kind of language on the store. Story.
Thank you.
Show. Whatever the hell it is we do here.
She's done wonders for this show. She keeps everything in its place.
Now, let's do a conundrum.
Let's
do it.
Here it is. The average person will say this 3 times every work week. We're talking about your basic full-time person. We'll say this 3 times a week. Hmm. What is this simple statement they make? I don't need it exactly word for word. The gist of it will be acceptable. We're only on for another 30 minutes before Rusty and David get here. So the number is 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be waiting for you. The average person will say this about 3 times during the average work week. By the way, early on in the show, we had a call. Somebody was trying to describe. I thought they were talking about a state representative.
Yeah, me too.
Listener Mike and a couple of others said the reference was to Terry Sewell. Why would you expect to hear anything else than what the DNC is telling her to say? You're not going to get anything new out of that seat.
Okay. Well,
that is unrealistic expectorations.
What he said.
Thank God there's only one Democrat in the House from this state. although none of the Republicans have particularly distinguished them. I guess they're not. You got to be on that committee. But it'd be nice to hear some power statements from you guys instead of the usual pablum.
That's what scares me is when you think back during the election, you know, all the pushback he got from the Republicans.
Now that Jeff Sessions is no longer Attorney General, it'd be nice to get a statement from him about how outrageous this whole sham is.
Yeah, no kidding, especially since he wants his old seat back.
Yeah, that would be nice. FusionCryoandLaser.com, go to that website and check out the state-of-the-art solutions they have for life available to you. Instantly beneficial therapies like cryotherapy. Joey does that for sore muscles from those intense yoga workouts he does. I like it for the quick pickup it gives you. IV vitamin therapy, which puts immediate restoration to your system, boosts your immune system, can help you lose weight. They've got a whole menu of different IV vitamin cocktails that you can put directly into your system that work. Juve therapy, that's J-O-O-V. It's the red light room, that's its nickname. It's skin stimulation through laser, about 12 minutes. It's very comfortable too. It's like getting toasted the right way. It is. It's good. Very comfortable. I have a chiropractor at Infusion now, and guess who's doing acupuncture? Me.
Really?
Yes.
How's it going?
I am starting. I got all the paperwork done. Oh, okay. Had to send for his name, because I got a kind of a tricky situation MRIs, but he's a really great chiropractor. His name is Terry. All of these are waiting for you at Infusion, right across from Baptist East. Take Winton Blunt Boulevard on the east side of Taylor Road. It's the third building on your right. See Ryan, Lori, or Allison at Infusion, or call them at 296-1662 for a consultation. Now we go to the phone, and we start with Brian on this conundrum. What do you think? What's the average working person say about three times a week?
I quit or wish I was retired.
Good guess. Just not quite what we need, but thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call. Susan.
Good guess.
Yes. I want to guess at the conundrum.
You know,
is it the weekend yet, or is it Friday?
No. Your voice is very, very nice. You were just...
Oh, thank you.
You're reminding me of somebody that I used to work with who has, ironically, the same name.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a great voice. Call again.
Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
We need all the Susans we can get. Here is Karen.
Well, hi. She stole my thunder, but I will say, is it time to go home yet?
I'm sorry. These are all good. They're all great.
Yeah,
But you're getting it. The average person will say this three times during a work week. Kevin, you're next.
I hate this job.
You know who this is.
You go, Kevin.
I'm Thanks, trying, Kevin. Bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Lisa!
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
What you got for us, Lisa?
I was
going to
say, I need a day off.
All right, let me... That's it.
Wow. Congratulations.
Really?
Yeah. I need a day off or I need a vacation. The average worker will say that about three times a week. So you have won a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better get a lot of friends together.
And guess what? You don't have to go anywhere to pick it up. We're going to mail it to you.
Cool.
So hang on. You'll be talking to Rosie in just a moment. Thanks to everybody who called and participated. Let's get down with Skipper, see what's happening on our roads.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 southbound. You're going to run into slow traffic about Jackson Hospital, and it will remain that way all the way up to the merge. We have a disabled vehicle over on the right-hand side of the road at Jackson Hospital. Watch out for those emergency vehicles. I-65 north and southbound onto 85 is a slow go from the merge all the way out to about Ann Street. We also have slow going on I-85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. Chantilly Parkway, we have an accident there affecting traffic right before I-85. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We're busy on the boulevard, the 231 to Wetumpka, the 31 to Prattville. It's busy everywhere. Use caution and drive carefully this afternoon, all right? Well, Reinhart Toyota is saying no during the month of November. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gastro Extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. It's day four of the A.C. Smith trial. The former officer took the stand today. Smith told his lawyer during testimony that he remembered more details and different details than he once told after he calmed down from the shooting. In an effort to help students understand the importance of education in preventing crime, the Jefferson Davis High School Youth in Government Club is sponsoring a forum on December 3rd at 1 p.m. at the school. A variety of guests associated with the criminal justice system will make up panels for discussion. In the city of Prattville, and Autauga County officials kick off Farm City Week. Events throughout the month include a kids' farm tour, an adult landowner tour at the Robert King property in Billingsley. Tonight, they will honor Farmer of the Year and several other agricultural awards. The state of Alabama generates about $8 billion a year in agricultural revenue. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After this great week of weather, we have weather changes on the way soon. But for tonight, we're dry. Partly cloudy, not as chilly, but jackets are needed. Overnight low temperature falls to near 50. Tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 70s. I think we're dry during the day Friday, but a good chance of showers, especially by late Friday night, and showers and thunderstorms are likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. Then breezy, colder Saturday night, lows in the 30s, and a little brisk on Sunday with sunshine and a high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I love Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
541 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We have Andy Griffith on in the studio, by the way. I've been doing this almost every day because I can't stand looking at Schiff Head or any of these posturing.
No point. There's no point. No point in watching this crap on TV. What's the point? You know?
They are.
We know what they're trying to do.
Despicable.
We all know what happened. They're going after him for what they themselves have done.
Best meme I've seen all week was a picture of a giant dog pinching a loaf, except they had Adam Schiff's head. I'm sorry. I thought it was funny.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Maybe. All right. I just posted this. I'm looking for what's hot button with our listeners always. New Montgomery mayor asked Governor Ivey to make his wife the probate judge. Does he not see the inappropriateness of that? You're mayor a week, and you're asking the governor to appoint your wife to your old job. That...
I'd like to know how much of it his dad is involved in these decision-making things. Joe Reed.
Well, if my dad said, here's a good idea, so now that you're mayor, you can appoint your wife probate judge, I would say, I don't think the constituents would find that particularly good idea.
Yes, I agree.
And the listeners are chiming in here. Now, I'm a resident of Montgomery. In fact, I have two houses in Montgomery. I only live in one. I'm not wealthy. Eddie Bader is my property manager.
There you go.
On the other one.
Investment income.
Well, now it is. Yeah. For a while there, it was not. But Steve Duro handles those tax deductions for me.
Yes.
But I have a vested interest in wanting him to succeed, so don't get this wrong. I am not against the man. But this is stunning, stunningly poor judgment. And look at the comments. Corruption already? Has it been a week yet? And the corruption begins, runs in the family, so now it starts, and so it begins. It was on the news. Some people thought this was so ridiculous. It was.
Well, the sad thing is, what was it, a week ago, that everybody met at Dr. King's church, and the Christians all laid hands on him and prayed for him and his family because they were Christians. And we had high hopes for the Project One Montgomery, all the Christians supporting, and now we get this. That's a slap in the face. This ain't right.
I'm not saying his wife is unqualified. Please let me be clear on that. What I'm saying is there have to be other people that are qualified. And by the way, I think it's wrong to have an age discrimination thing where you can't be a probate judge if you're over a certain age. That's how Crowell didn't get it. I thought he was a good choice for that.
Do we not have an age restriction on our governor? So if he had won, the mayor's job, would
let me shock you. Let me shock you with something. I don't know, Rosie probably saw it on my Facebook page. Today is the 93rd birthday of the woman that was the Gerber baby.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you think she looks like? Check this out. This is going to blow you away. Hang on. I put so many amazing. There you go. Who does that? That's the Gerber baby at 93. Who does she look like?
She looks like the queen to me.
Kay Ivey.
Oh, my God. It looks just, it's, you got to wonder.
Yeah. Morris. Morris D says, sorry, I was scrolling too fast. Thought that was Kay Ivey. And now, so what does Kay Ivey do with this request?
She chose somebody else, so apparently she said no.
I know, why back her into a wall? Then they're going to say, well, it's a racial thing. We don't need that.
No, not now. Not now.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, some guy named Cooter is on the phone.
Anyway, Josh Moon is all lib all the time, and even he wrote an opinion article in the Alabama Reporter about this,
about how
out of place that was.
Wow.
And he didn't just request it, he demanded it.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is currently a lawyer for the Education Association, which is been Joe Reed's baby for the last 50 years.
Exactly.
Imagine if Joe Reed had his son as the mayor and his daughter-in-law as a probate judge for Montgomery County.
Well, again, I am going to give the mayor the benefit of the doubt on this one, but to me, that's a telling request.
Scary.
And Rosie, you're sure that somebody else has been appointed to that?
Yeah, J.C. Love. So it's not a race. It's not a racial issue.
No.
J.C. Love has been appointed, but he also ran against Reed, and Reed also demanded of the governor that she not appoint one of the people who ran against him in the mayor election.
Well, that's not his place to demand that.
You don't get to demand.
No.
I don't think that's the purview of the mayor's office of Montgomery to demand anything for the probate office. You had that job. You decided to give it up to become mayor.
That's right. It's out of your hands.
He also has six committees for, transition his team in, six committees advising him.
Hmm.
I mean, how many people do you need? How many people do you need to pay?
Yeah.
Well, they're in different areas, like education, business.
They are, but education. What can the city do about education?
You know what we need? We need people who will volunteer to help the mayor solve these problems, not pay them. That sounds like payback to me. But I don't know.
Hey, Greg, remember
this this is very unnerving.
You remember the medical problem I was telling you about I was going through?
Yeah.
I was at Birmingham today, had my last procedure done, and everything's looking good.
God bless
Wonderful.
You, my friend.
Thank you so much. Rosie, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Terry, tomorrow's the day, 11/22.
Yeah, we're going to be doing, he's going to coming back tomorrow.
Great. I'll be listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
And
bye.
A week from today, on Thanksgiving afternoon, we're going to replay what I would rank as one of the top five shows ever.
I agree.
And that was what Terry and I did on the 50th anniversary of JFK. That's hard to believe. It was 6 years ago.
I can't wrap my mind.
You know what?
Around
I can't. That. It just seems far more recent than that.
I know.
Let's see how the roads are doing. Here's Skip.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're beginning to improve a little bit on the interstate. I-85 southbound to the merge on 65 is rolling a little bit faster now, and the merge is happening a little quicker, 65 northbound and 65 southbound. I-65 south and northbound onto 85. We still have a good bit of a slowdown through downtown Montgomery all the way out to about Ann Street. Taylor Road is very busy from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan Road, the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, all the way down to Baptist Medical Center and on to Norman Bridge is busy. We have an accident on Chantilly Parkway reported just before the interstate that could be causing some problems. Watch out for emergency vehicles as you pass through there. And 231 to Wetumpka, extremely busy right now. Use caution, drive carefully this afternoon, and let's be safe out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Anthony on line one. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
We're good. How are you? Good. What's happening?
Okay. Back to what the previous caller just mentioned. The mayor only said that everybody that she's appointed was his competition. He questioned that question. Now, the second question was, what could he do about education? But him and I have spoken about this before.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing he can do about education.
That's
education
right.
ran by the state and
That's
the
right.
county.
That's right.
But what he can do is reclaim all these community centers that are in the black neighborhood. Or the black kids are the ones that's failing. Let's admit it.
Yeah.
And let's take these community centers and let's hire retired teachers or teachers that want to make part-time money
mm-hmm.
and make these community centers an educational center instead of basketball and all run up and down playing
that.
Sports.
I'm all
center.
For that. Sounds like a plan to me.
So he has that power. He has that power. And that $25 million a year that we give to the county for school, he can take that money back from them if they don't want to listen to him, take that money back. Refuse to continue that pledge and use it for afternoon, after-school education, after-school tutoring.
All right. Well, I think that's a great idea. And believe it or not, this man has a chance to reinvent the mayorship if he does find a way to attack problems that have been problematic for Mayor Strange, for Bobby Bright, the school situation. Let's hope he succeeds. I want him to. Because you know what? If he doesn't succeed and our reputation in that regard gets worse, it's not going to help anybody's property value.
No, and we all live in Montgomery.
Yeah.
We have a vested interest in this.
We all do. Rosie, absolutely. Terry, me. And I really don't want to leave. I love our neighborhood. It's nice people. I've felt that way about Montgomery since my first week here. That's why I turned down jobs back in Miami to go back there. I just had a feeling this was going to be a lot better. I think I was right.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Are you feeding a large crowd on a budget this Thanksgiving? U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has you covered. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. U.S. Foods Market Store can even outfit your kitchen, from pots and pans all the way to paper goods and utensils. Come by and visit the familiar, friendly faces at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Down to our final minutes here. Don't forget Clark's are the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, 277-2125. I mention them again because Rich gave us a heads up this morning that the first week of December, we're going to have another one of these Arctic deals come through. And if your system underperformed last time, be ready and get Clark on your side. And save money, too. 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. Mike, good afternoon to you. You'll be our last caller.
I made it quick. We use Clark. Great company. Listen, that interview you had with that Bowen girl that was there, the entertainer,
yes,
singer, that's worthy of a replay anytime you can.
I agree.
We're a great section.
We are going to be doing that.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to compliment you on it. It was a great portion of the show, one of the better ones.
Thank you. You know, I was really happy to have her on, but I was totally overwhelmed by just how much there was there. We just barely scratched the surface, so we're hoping.
And it came across on the air, too.
Yeah, she's something special.
She is special. Good.
Take care, Mike, and thank you
take
for the
care.
Good word.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Plus, really couldn't have timed it better, because I think impeachment itis is, like, up to here. It's becoming terminal for people. We all know what's going on. We all know who's behind it. We all know that it's nothing more than a political charade. So, tomorrow, it's been a passion of mine. I think since the first book I read, which was 67, who was the guy that wrote the first book on JFK?
Oh, gosh.
Pull the curtain off.
Mark
Wellander.
I can't remember his last name, but yeah, I've got the cassette version, yeah.
And I've read maybe 20 subsequent books, Bishop, The Day J. Yeah. And there has been, finally, not all of them, but a lot of documents released that have shed further light and totally revealed that the Warren Commission did a half-assed job.
It was a setup.
It was. But who? These are things we're going to get into tomorrow. You'll hear terms like Alpha 66. This is all legit because we got a guy that followed the path, piecing together evidence and making a definitive case for the people that were in on that with Oswald. And how could you not believe it after you're watching what's going on in D.C.?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Trump, the non-election of Hillary Clinton should open everybody's eyes as to what's really going on.
That's the reason we keep going back to this, because with every passing day, the connection between November 22nd, 1963, and November 21st, 2019, becomes all the more clear. Our thanks to all our great sponsors, my friends at Lewis Lawn. Love you guys. Rosie, see you tomorrow. Terry, see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And Eddie Bader will join us back in the morning with Rich and Jay. And the Duncan and Son Predict-A-Thon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are seeing a little relief on I-85 and 65. We're moving a lot better now. 85 to 65 northbound and southbound. 65 north and southbound onto 85 is looking good as well. It looks like we're over the worst of it for this afternoon rush hour. We are very busy on the east and east south boulevards, especially at Troy Highway, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road, still very heavy. Atlanta Highway at all the lights outbound. 231 to Wetumpka, still got a lot of traffic there, and we have an accident just before I-85 on Chantilly Parkway. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Drive safely and buckle up. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance, for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Capital Pawn Shop on Troy Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison.